morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Tom Ellis, who's VP of Marketing at Tandis. Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thank you.
Thanks for being with us. We're here at the Green Build Show in Phoenix, Arizona on the first day, actually the first full day. So I wanted to introduce you first. I don't think you and I have talked on Floor Daily yet since you took basically Lee Schilling's job as the head of marketing. Tell us a little bit about you. Actually came from another position at Tandis, right?
That's correct. I came within Tandis. I've been with Tandis for a little over 11 years. Started off in marketing as a segment manager in our education business, moved over to VP of sales, and now delighted to be back as head of marketing.
All right, and you've been doing this for 6 months or so, is that right?
That's correct, yep.
Okay, so you just about got acclimated, is that right?
In this economy, it's a bit of trial by fire.
Yeah. Okay, great. And Lee, is he offering any advice to you whenever you need to talk to him, or...?
Lee is a great asset, always has been with the company, and we continue to communicate, yes.
Okay. Well, we're here at the show, and one of the things I wanted to ask you, when you come to Greenbuild, who is it that you try to interact with at the show?
Well, we'd like to interact with as many architects and designers who have environmental initiatives. Hopefully, they're talking on behalf of their clients so that we get some insight as to what the client's interests are today. And, of course, they have their own agendas on environmental issues, and we like to hear what those are as well.
All right. When you come to the show at this show, what are some of your key message points for 2009?
Well, for 2009, our message really is that we recycle for the industry. If they need an environmental product with recycled content, that recycled content comes from a closed-loop manufacturing process, taking material out of the marketplace, recycling it back into a usable, viable, high-performance product. That's our message, and we can do that with from boutique products to every product in our line, whether it be modular or power bond or even broadloom.
And it's primarily in the backing systems that you use, isn't it?
It is, but we have great relationships with yarn manufacturers, and we secured one of the largest flooring contracts as a result of a partnership with Invista because of their environmental initiatives on yarn combined with our environmental products in terms of its backing, and we were able to secure that contract. Moving forward, we think those initiatives are going to be even stronger.
Okay, and everybody knows that Tandis basically has three core brands. They have the C&A brand, they have the Crosley brand, and they have the Monterey brand. Are you going to continue to use that strategy?
You know, we will probably for as long as we can foresee the Tandis brand becoming stronger. It is an umbrella company, and as people start to recognize Tandis as a quality product, it does allow us possibly to roll up another brand under that umbrella. If Tandis becomes more recognized as an environmental company, as the attributes, the personality, we may be okay with simply holding it three or making sure that the customer understands Tandis as much as they understand the other brands.
You know, when we do, and we do a lot of this, but when we talk to the specifying community and we ask them about different types of carpets and things, that PowerBond name comes out almost all the time. Has this company done a good job of associating PowerBond with the Tandis brand?
You know, I'm glad you said that, because PowerBond has been a product that's been around for 42 years, and we've decided the experiment's over. We're going to keep it. And so we relaunched it at Neocon 2009. You're seeing it here at Greenbuild, and you're going to continue to hear about PowerBond because, as you said, it has such name recognition and credibility, quite frankly, in terms of design and the owners, but more so today in terms of design. PowerBond has always been viewed as a high-performance product, recyclable, recycled content, very sustainable attributes, but it has lacked in the design component. We've invested millions of dollars in new technology so that Suzanne Tick, Jane Barnes can now design with PowerBond, and you're seeing it here at Greenbuild for the very first time.
Okay, so you actually are rolling out some new products with new designs on the face.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, here at Greenbuild, we're showing a product that is customizable as a PowerBond product. Yeah, most people thought you have to pull off a portfolio, pick from that product selection. Well, we're showing a product today that has a component of it that is designed to be custom made.
So one last question. As we look at this economy, everybody knows it's been tough out there. How has Tandis fared during this economy?
Well, we're a privately held company. The benefit is our competitors are not. And so we have access to information as the general public would have. And the indicators that we are seeing is we are outperforming our competitors.
Well, That's good. All right, Tom, it's great to talk to you, and hopefully we'll do many of these in the years to come. We've been talking to Tom Ellis, who's VP of Marketing at Tandis, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar at FloridaDaily.net.